Hey guys, what's going on? I don't know what we're gonna call this mini episode yet. It's not gonna be a numbered one like we normally do. This is something that we wanted to talk about separately and not in our main show because, you know, we like to keep things lighthearted. We like to keep things happy, go lucky, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But something happened last Sunday that unfortunately is becoming more and more common, and we wanted to really sit down and talk about this, maybe a little more, you know, on the side, because, you know, it happened within 30 minutes of us here in Jacksonville, Florida. Unfortunately, you know, I hate to say again, there was another shooting, another attack, if you will, down at the GLHF Game Bar, Chicago Pizza. It's all locally owned. It's not a franchise or anything. At a Madden tournament here in Jacksonville. And it's centered around video games. And, of course, video games are under fire again. You know, a lot of things are... That we personally enjoy, and, you know, we wanted to take a minute to really just talk about it and the world that we're living in now, and what we can do or what is hopefully going to be done for such a growing presence of esports. So, you know, we didn't rehearse what we were going to say. This is all just kind of coming from us. We talked about it a little bit. We kind of broke one of our rules, but for this one, we had to. So, you know, unfortunately, two innocent lives were lost mm-hmm. in the shooting. And I say two because I'm not counting the third, which was the shooter. His wasn't an innocent life. We can sit here and talk about the NRA. We can sit here and talk about gun control. We can sit here and talk about mental illness, which, you know, all that might come up. But I think the big one for me, why this one not just hit, because it's a little more, you know, because it is close to home, is two of the lives are lost. One of them was just a dad trying to support his family. Playing Madden championships on the side, trying to move up, trying to do things like that to take care of his family. The other one, you know, he did this as his profession, as his career, actually. I don't know if you know that one. Mm-hmm. And that one kind of got to me a little bit because of what I do with games. You know, I buy, sell, trade. You know, it's paying my bills right now. It's allowing me to keep my phone on. It's allowing me to keep my Rav and not see it go away in a tow truck. Mm-hmm. And
his car,
my car. Yeah, sorry, I'm so used to calling it my Rav, but you know, for something like this to happen again, especially in a Madden tournament, you know, it was supposed to be a celebration. You know, obviously you guys know me, I always have my Bills hat on, and right around the time the regular season's about to start, it's a celebration. You know, a lot of people wait all year for this. It's one of the biggest sports in not just America but the world, and something like this has to happen, and it's just it's becoming a reoccurring occurrence, unfortunately. But there is some good that we're going to talk about too. But I'd love to hear what you have to say about that. Don't let me hog all the spotlight.
No, I think it's tough, you know.
It is,
and it's like it's not something I talk about a lot. You know, I know it's like it's not something anybody wants to talk about, but it's one of those things where. Some people, they're just better at, like, you know, they keep up with the news. And it's like, things like this happen, and they like to talk about it. And I tend to be, like, when something like this comes up that, like, bothers me or disturbs me, I tend to kind of, like, push it down instead. So, you know, it's like, even when I hear, like, coworkers talking about what happened, or, like, shortly after it happened, Haven's wife called, or Haven's mom called to make sure that we were okay and, you know, make sure that we weren't up there at the time. And so, you know, there are some people where it's like these things happen and they want to talk about how horrible it is and, you know, how it makes them feel and things like that. And I tend to kind of go the opposite way where it's like, whenever something like this happens, I don't like to talk about it and I don't like hearing other people talk about it.
Right.
It's and, the same. And that might, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. That might be a flaw. You know, maybe it would be better to kind of air out your feelings about it, but it's not something I like doing. But it's like, it hit really close to home.
Because it is home.
Well, I mean, like physically close to home. You know, it's a video game bar that we've both been to. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely. Like, it's an actual, you know, it's what, probably like maybe 20 minutes from here. For me, a little bit more for you. You live a little bit further south, but you know, it's like 20 minutes from where we live. And it's a place that we've both been to, someplace we could easily go. And so that's the first part of it. But also it's just working at the school where I do it's unfortunately something that hits close to home, like emotionally, a lot.
Seeing all your kids,
it's there. It's a place not only where, you know, you could see like your students and things there, but also it's like shootings just happen so frequently, like at schools and things too.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's one of those just like very unfortunate parts of like a danger of, you know, working at a school and working with students. And it's never for a second made me think, you know, that's a scary thing that I don't want to deal with. You know, if anything, it's made me even more protective. You know, you get into a classroom and you think, you know, in this situation, you know, if there was like an active shooter or something like that, how would I handle it? But it's just one of those where it's like, I like to use video games as like escapism, as a lot of people do. Some people use it as a profession, you know, it's like a career for them. Some people use it as a way of making extra money on the side for their families or, you know, whatever the case may be. And for me, it's purely my way of getting away from like the responsibilities for a while. Whenever I have something going on, you know, if I need a break or if I just want to relax for a day or something, video games are the first thing where I'm like, okay, what do I want to play? What do I want to do? It's, you know, some people go to movies, some people read books, some people, you know, go out to bars, you know, whatever they do to escape like their grind and their normal routine. It's like, I like to play video games. And it's, you know, one of those things where normally you can kind of escape these kinds of things that are going on. Stuff like this, you know, it's one of those where you use video games to get away from that kind of mindset and the horrible things going on in the world. And unfortunately, now it's invading even like the things that I like to do to escape these kinds of situations and not really think too much about these kinds of situations. And again, maybe that's a flaw. Maybe I need to focus more on like the, you know, the kind of things that are going on in the world. Maybe I should involve myself more, but it's like, I've always used video games as like my way to kind of get away and, you know, escape reality. And now it's like, it's hitting really hard in one of the places that I thought that, you know, was kind of like a safe place, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's just, it's tough to, when you realize that, you know, no place is really safe. You have your places where you feel safer, but it can always happen anywhere.
Yeah, and it goes down to, and I understand some things are different than others. There was no security there, very little, which they did say they're going to start up at security for esports, which is growing very rapidly with, you know, I'm sure Madden's probably one of the biggest sports ones. FIFA, NBA is most likely going to be coming up. People still do Overwatch and Dota, Call of Duty, Fortnite. You haven't heard of Fortnite, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, it goes down to, you know, stories that I've read and I've seen, and I don't know if I told you this one, Tyler, but when I went to a New York City Comic Con last year, I remember being dropped off, and when I was going in, you know, right at the entrance where they were checking, you know, people's badges and everything,
yeah,
there was five or six guards there, and I'm not talking just guards, I'm talking super armed, Dobermans ready to go, AK-47s ready to go, riot gear ready to go.
Yeah.
And obviously it's great to have that, but for something like this where we're all supposed to come together. It's not like a, you know, I don't want to say a sporting event where anything can happen. You have, you know, the visiting team coming in and their fans coming in to interact with the hometown team. But, and yeah, that's what football is all about, you know. I do fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we like to smack talk with each other. But at the end of the day, we smack talk with each other. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's all there's to. I can't really say anything else with that. But seeing something like this, especially with something that we both enjoy very much, you know,
and not even something that you hear about just kind of on the news, something that happened right here, something that happened close enough and familiar enough that, you know, family members started calling to make sure we were safe.
Yeah, I've got a lot of calls and texts, people making sure I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome, you know, it shows people really give a crap about us. Yeah, that's kind of cool. But, you know, for something like this, like, they even said that they need to improve the security there, which I can go into a whole nother topic about that I don't want to do, because, you know, we're going to film our next episode right after this.
Mm-hmm. And like, to be fair too, it's not just this specific bar. The Jacksonville Landing, if you're not familiar with it, is a big open like almost like a strip mall. Like, it's indoors, but it's a very open style, almost like a campus. You can kind of walk around. There's like an outdoor arena and a fountain and things like that. And there's a little like indoor strip mall, but it is a very open place where people can just easily access it if they want to.
It's very true. And they're actually, for those of you who aren't in Jacksonville, they're talking about potentially tearing it down, putting a park there. Pardon the animals outside. But again, just for something like this, it really did hit close to home. You know, we see it all the time. I mean, one of the other times something like this hit me was one of my other friends who back in 2015 was a freshman at FSU, you know, Chris, mm-hmm. my buddy Chris. And I got up to use the bathroom. It was like 2:30 in the morning, something like that. And something told me to check the phone. And I had a text message from like 10 or 15 minutes ago saying, you know, hey, there was a shooting at the library at FSU. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the first things. And then, you know, you see it consistently. And, you know, I'm sure the school shootings for Utah a little bit more than me, since, you know, you kind of work at the school.
Well, and it's, I think what's crazy is we just came off, you know, I mean, this was our third week of school.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And so less than a month ago, we were sitting in pre-planning and they were talking about, like, active shooter situations and what to do if these kinds of things came up at the school. And they started like showing videos. I guess it's like a new incentive that they're pushing really hard, which I think is admirable. But at the same time, they required the faculty to be acutely aware of the things going on. And so we sat there for probably about an hour watching like videos from active shooter situations and things like that. And, you know, so it's heartbreaking stuff. It's hard to watch. We had some teachers that just, they couldn't do it. They broke down and they walked out. And it's like, it's, you know, it's one of those things where you become so acutely aware of it there at the school that it's like you think about it there, but less so whenever you're out doing other things.
Absolutely.
And so whenever you're sitting at home and you realize that, you know, there was an active shooter situation, you know, right up the road from you, and it was in an area that you hadn't even considered. It's just, it hits you hard.
Now, unfortunately, you know, we're never going to get rid of all the evil in the world. And this, mm-hmm. and this person, David Katz is his name, you know, he did have mental illness. You know, he was, you know, he's gotten medication, he's gone to the doctor, all that. I don't want to get into an NRA debate, a pro gun, no gun. I'm not going to talk about that. You know, what my side is on it, at least. But allegedly, you know, when David, you know, he purchased the guns legally and he passed all the checks. Mm-hmm. So that means something's got to be fixed. I'm not going to sit here saying ban everything. I'm not going to sit here and say we need this or that. But, you know, he pretty much did everything legally. And, you know, for esports events, we're going to need more security. Good that has come of this, or, you know, I hate to say that good has come of this, because nothing, this should never have happened, but places are taking notice. EA, who obviously, you know, produces or publishes the Madden game, they're putting together a live stream and going to donate $1 million to the relief fund. I've got some friends who are managers that work at GameStop. I don't know if you know about this one. I don't think it made the news at all, Tyler, but GameStop recently had their managers conference, and GameStop as a company is donating $10,000 to the Jacksonville Relief Fund to help out everybody down here. GHLAF is staying open. Obviously, they're going to support it.
Yeah.
We're still going to support it. Because, you know, again, it's locally owned. I mean, it's a small business, kind of like what I do. And, you know, always shop small as much as you can, you know, support small.
And there's a community that I'm part of online. It's called Love Thy Nerd.
Okay.
And it's a community, it's a Christian-driven community, where people can get together and kind of, you know, talk about their fandoms, their hobbies, things like that in an area that, where they're supported, you know? Because it's like, and it, you know, it's right now, you know, the primary thing is what we've been talking about, but it's like, That's a whole nother situation, you know, where it's like there are times where, especially like within Christian circles, where it kind of becomes like a controversial thing, you know, the things that you enjoy playing, the things that you enjoy watching, the things that you enjoy reading, things like that, you know, it's unfortunately, it can be kind of a judgmental group to be, to a community to be a part of. And so this group, Love Thy Nerd, is basically just, it's a community where you can, you know, hang out and talk about like the video games you're playing or the movies you like watching without, hopefully, I mean, you know, there's some good natured teasing and stuff, just like any online community, you know, it's all in fun. You know, there's some trolling and stuff, but it's a scenario where you can kind of get together and laugh rather than, you know, post things on your Facebook wall, hoping that your conservative aunt's relative, you know, doesn't judge you for it or something like that, you know? And so it's a really cool little community. And my brother invited me in, but they've been doing a lot for this situation as well. Mm-hmm. They've been supporting it and praying for, you know, some of the victims' families and things like that. It's a really positive place to be. And it's good to see things like that, you know, whenever things like this do come up, as unfortunate as it is. It's good to see people coming together to help out and even just, you know,
putting aside their differences.
Yeah. A little bit.
And, you know, on the other side of that, one thing I've seen, I know you probably haven't seen it because you're not really an NFL fan. I mean, it's there. You're not saying, oh, screw this, screw that. You know, last year with the NFL, we had to deal with the kneeling during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I've seen a little bit, not as bad, but, you know, people saying that, well, the NFL needs to change this because this, you know, the David Katz is probably one of those people that kneeled. And it's just, people are trying to nitpick everything nowadays. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I'm not going to get into it with the kneeling or not kneeling during the anthem. It's the same thing I say with celebrities and their political views. I don't watch a celebrity for their political views. I watch a celebrity, a comedian, if you will, or anybody because I like that comedian or I like that celebrity. I like that actor or actress. I can't think of the name. I watch the NFL because I'm an NFL fan. And really, for me, you know, I mean, I play video games too, admittedly not as much as I used to, mm-hmm. unfortunately/unfortunately. You know, you say you play to kind of relax. Well, that's why I do it with my team. You know, I go on Sundays for 3.5-4 hours and I watch my team play.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to do that 16 times a year, you know, for 4 hours once a week, and that's it. And then, you know, through January, if they aren't in the playoffs, which they did make it last year, but most of the time they don't, through August, you know, I can pay attention to what's going on, but I don't have any games to watch. So I use this as kind of my release from the world and my escapism.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that some people are trying to compare this to the kneeling and saying, you know, the NFL needs to change it is just disgusting. It really mm-hmm. is.
And two, one of the guys that was there that survived is trying to file a lawsuit. Did you read about that?
Yeah, there's a few people that are trying to do that.
They're trying to file lawsuits against the game bar for not protecting them better. And I feel like, again, you know, in this situation, I get, you know, we need to, you know, I think it's important that people are protected, especially like in an open area like that. But I feel like it's kind of, they're kind of trying to throw blame and take advantage of the situation.
Oh, absolutely they are. Absolutely. And
I feel like this was a situation that, you know, the game bar had no real control over. And it's that kind of bothers me too, that they're trying to turn this around and make it, you know, advantageous for them.
Absolutely. And for something like this, and here's the deal that I don't think a lot of people know. This was actually a sanctioned thing by EA mm-hmm. and Madden. This wasn't just your mom and pop game store saying, hey, we're doing a tournament. This was a big thing with, you know, a lot of money on the line, a couple thousand dollars
yeah.
on the line. This wasn't just your normal little thing. So you can blame the game bar. You can blame EA for not providing the service to pay for, you know, the protection. You know, it goes back to, you know, for the conventions that I go to. You know, a lot of people like to bitch and moan about having to pay for autographs from these actors and actresses that come. They're like, well, I already paid for my ticket. And yeah, that $40 or $50 you paid for your ticket got you access to go inside. That got you that pays the rent that the owners had to use to pay for the venue
mm-hmm.
to get these actors and actresses are not, you know, I mean, they love us, but they make a good chunk of money, some of them, but they're not coming there for free. They'd go broke. You know, they got to get their airfare and hotel and food taken care of. You know, the security you see walking around, you know, they're not doing it for free. You mm-hmm. know, I guarantee you that. So that 40, 50 bucks you're spending on a ticket is being stretched pretty far for a lot of things. And, you know, obviously for something like this, for a national tournament, you know, they do need to make sure they put some money aside. And I even hate saying that, because this shouldn't be anything. That should be something we worry about less. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, you know, actually I've got my fantasy draft tomorrow for football. And the only thing I'm going to be worried about is making sure that I get the best players I can. I mean, that's really the only thing I should have to worry about. I shouldn't have to worry about, you know, pissing somebody off so bad that I undercut him on a player that we're trying to draft mm-hmm. that he's going to pull out a Glock or something. I should not have to worry about that. No one should. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. I don't have much more I want to say about this one. It was close to home, because it is home. Another terrible thing that shouldn't have happened. But you know, although the two lies were too many, you know, from what we normally see with this, there's usually a lot more. And Jacksonville, you know, I hate to say it like this, but about a week and a half ago, on just our normal news here, you know, with the shootings and robberies going on, you know, there was one woman who so famously said, and this is not a shot to these places, because, you know, these places are in the news, Jacksonville's becoming like Baltimore and Chicago and Detroit. And then, you know, a week and a half later, this happens. So mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, this person may have a point. And, you know, when I moved down here in 2001, and, you know, Jacksonville was very small. It was still growing. It is still growing. Jacksonville's leaps and bounds bigger in the 17 years since I've mm-hmm. been here. But I can definitely see, and it's everywhere too. It's not just fair to me to point a finger and say, well, Jacksonville sucks. This is anywhere you go. My hometown's Rochester. And, you know, I talk to my brother all the time up in New York, and he says the same thing. Like, there's shootings every day. So it's no matter where you go.
Yeah.
But just all over the world, it's getting really bad. And, you know, down here, I've seen it worse and worse over just small, petty things. Like, you see all the jokes about Florida Man, but some of those things could be fake. Most of them are real. And mm-hmm. it's just the world we live in, unfortunately. You know, you can't even go and have fun and at a sporting event. I mean, granted, yeah, it was a sporting event, but it was a video game thing. It's not like, all right, you win or lose. If I got mad for every game I lost in Madden, well, damn. If I got mad at any game I lost, period, you know?
Yeah.
Between any competitive game I play, I got more losses than wins across the board than anything. But I think they'll get it fixed for this, for the world that we live in, and just anything we do. You know, just make sure that people are safe, make sure that people are happy. You know, report activity, which supposedly all this was reported, but you can't go back in time to fix it, but you can fix things going forward, which I think EA is going to do if they want to keep this going, because this is also publicity for their game as well. And obviously EA is a company needs to keep making money, otherwise they're not going to be there, which I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't care about because it's EA, but it's just one of those things mm-hmm. that they got to get it fixed just all the way around. And I would say the same thing. Everyone knows me and knows I'm a big Nintendo fan. If Nintendo, which I'm sure they're going to do, is host like a world tour of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate and something like this happened, then I would point the finger directly at Nintendo and say, you should have done more to protect, especially for a big game like this. Yeah, Madden comes out every year, but it's still big. People still play it. They still win money. And if something like this can happen with Madden, imagine a big game that comes out every couple years, like a Smash Brothers or a Mario Kart, anything like that, what kind of national attention that could bring in, how many more bodies that can bring in. It's going to be something that all these companies that want to do something like this should really make sure that they prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have anything else to say, Tyler. I'll let you kind of wrap it up unless you're done, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, no, I think I don't have a whole lot more to say. It's just it was one of those things where we both felt like it was really important to
absolutely
discuss. You know, it's not one of those things that we can just ignore, especially considering the kind of things that we talk about during every episode. It was like it was a really important topic for us to at least bring up and talk about a little bit. But I think. Between the two of us, we've both covered kind of how we're feeling.
Absolutely. So, guys, thanks for watching whatever we call this episode. I usually let Tyler name it because he does better with the name than I do. This is just a mini episode. But we're going to take a break. If you guys are watching this on video, you're going to see us wearing the same stuff for episode 9 because we wanted to do this together.
Unless this becomes episode 9. We'll see how it splits up.
Yeah,
this will either be a mini episode and then we'll do episode 9, or this will be 9 and next one will be 10. But
we'll see.
That's neither here nor there right now.
This could be 8.5. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much. Stay tuned for episode 9 coming up soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.